This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City is where it is largely because of the Missouri River. The river brought fur traders and explorers, ferried travelers to town, and even helped slaves escape to freedom. But as important as it is to who we are, the mighty Mo is largely ignored. We don't really use it, and people don't get out on it. KCUR's Laura Ziegler decided to take a trip on the Missouri River and brings us this account.
Growing up in a place that identifies more with its prairie than its river, a river so central that in some places it's literally the state line between the two states that divide our metro, the Missouri River's always had a mystique for me. I've always wanted to get out on the river.
My name is Randy White, and we're going to float the Missouri River from Riverside, Missouri to Riverfront Park, Kansas City. And it's about a 10-mile float, should take us around 2 hours.
The hardest part is getting in there on the boat.
It's a fairly windy day one recent afternoon, and we put in at the E.H. Young Riverfront Park in Riverside. It's in the shadow of the Argosy Casino. The handful of casinos in this area were supposed to be riverfront casinos, but actually there's little sight of them on the water today. The 15-mile-an-hour winds rustle the willows and ash trees on the rocky shore. White works hard to navigate the south wind that comes from behind. We're in what he calls the wind tunnel.
Well, I'm just saying a little bit more of trying to, you know, keep the boat, you know, going straight. I don't think we're in danger of any sorts, but...
The water eddies around branches and tree trunks that are on the river's floor. The chocolate-colored surface is choppy.
Can you ever see down? Is it ever clear? The water?
The water? No. Nope. It's big muddy.
Scholars say the word Missouri has often been misconstrued to mean muddy water, but it really means town of the large canoes, according to the Smithsonian Museum. In less than 20 minutes, we've already traveled a couple of miles.
So put us somewhere right now.
In the Fairfax District. GM plant is right over those trees. On the Missouri side, downtown airport, right over there.
There's a low rumble from the Fairfax plant. It's invisible behind the berm, but the control tower of the Charles B. Wheeler downtown airport peeps over the trees. Once the primary airport, it's now home to business and smaller carriers.
They're pretty frequent with the planes. It's every couple of minutes.
The airport hugs the confluence of the Kansas and Missouri rivers at Caw Point. It's spectacular to see Caw Point from the water. You can face the point head on where the land juts out into the water. Back from the bank is an iron cutout of Lewis and Clark, who more than 200 years ago camped there to restock and repair their equipment.
Yeah, one thing I've enjoyed as I got to know the river more, I read Lewis and Clark's journals. Just the experience that they had, and then also the experiences with, like, the Indians that they met along the way.
White maneuvers the canoe around the tip of Caw Point, where the panorama of downtown Kansas City unfolds like a postcard. Rising from the bluffs above the river bottoms, you see the town pavilion, One Kansas City Place, the Power and Light Building, and City Hall. The image is so much more dramatic from the water.
Whenever I drive the highway, you don't really appreciate the skyline or the cityscape as much because you're focusing on driving. But when you're out here, you can just kind of pause and soak it all in.
The water becomes calm. In the air, a soundtrack of summer cicadas and trains from river bottoms along the banks. As we paddle under the aging Broadway Bridge, you can hear the tail end of rush hour traffic bellowing overhead. White rests his paddle on his lap. We drift past Berkeley Riverfront Park, where we see just a few runners, some people riding their bicycles. We're headed toward Highway 9 and the Heart of America Bridge. The water is glassy now, and it reflects the massive concrete supports like a mirror in the setting sun. I found I had to be patient on this Missouri River float through Metro Kansas City. For me, the river revealed itself slowly and quietly, but it gave me time to reflect on why this water is so important to who we've been in the past and who we've become. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.
Away, I'm bound away, across the world.